I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic. We are your hosts, Ross Barber
and Marcia Novelli.
And today we're joined by South African singer-songwriter Delana. Delana's had a varied and eventful career, with a few highlights including being the runner-up contestant in Rockstar Supernova in 2006, becoming one of Holland's most in-demand live performers, and starring in an award-winning independent film. She released her new album, Beautiful Monster, in 2013, and we're excited to welcome her to the show. Hey, Delana, how's it going?
It's going great. Thanks, guys.
Cool.
Awesome.
So we like to start our show off right away with asking you three things about yourself that everyone should know.
Wow, only three? How do I do that? Three things. I am... Jeez, put me on the spot here. Three things that everybody should know. Yeah, I can tell. Some people call me a diva, but I'm not a diva. I just know exactly what I don't like. Sometimes I don't know what I like, but I definitely always know what I don't like. So for me, that's not a diva. That's just I have certain things that I want a certain way.
I think that's assertiveness.
That's a very good point, yes. I agree, but you know, people just see it the wrong way, and like to judge and label immediately, which is one of my pet peeves. The second thing, I'm a jokester and a prankster of note. I love playing tricks on people. I love shocking people.
You and me both. We can relate on that one. I love shock humor.
I love it, especially on stage. And thirdly, let's see, I am definitely obsessive compulsive when it comes to...
Like Marcio.
Cleaning.
Yeah, I think we're kindred spirits.
I think so too. Our kids are going to have the same name.
Yeah, your child's named River. I have a son on the way named River. So very interesting.
Very, very.
And we can hear
and
her?
She likes that idea.
I love it.
So right. I first heard about you back in 2006 when you were on Rockstar Supernova. I don't know if it was shown on TV over here, but I remember just finding performances of yours on YouTube, and I was just instantly like, I don't know what the word would be, like captivated, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Because I just thought your performances were amazing. And then I kind of rediscovered you again recently when one of my friends liked a status of yours on Facebook. But back to kind of Rockstar Supernova, I know you'd already had, you're already doing quite a lot of musical stuff before that. But how would you say the show helped or affected your career? What did it bring to you?
It definitely gave me exposure on a much bigger level. You know, I see it especially when I'm traveling and to countries I've never been to. I'll be walking around the airport and some stranger will go, "Oh, Delana, I saw you running around the pool naked," or I saw you doing this or that on the show, and I'm like, or someone will go, "Hey, Delana, I wanna," you know, quoting Tommy Lee. And it always hits me like, wow, even here in India, they watched it, or here in wherever, you know. So it gave me global exposure. It didn't really give me the other things that I was hoping for, like fame and fortune.
the first real honest guest on our show, I think.
Hey,
truly honest.
Actually, one of my... three things I should have mentioned is my nickname is Dillonest. because I am the most honest, outspoken, unafraid to say, speak my mind. Nice. Basically, I guess I just don't have a filter, which sometimes is the problem. But
But you know what? I appreciate people like that because a lot of people speak bullshit. So it's good to have people like you around to be like, okay, tell me like it is. You know, give it to me like it is. So.
Right. I would much rather be me this way than be me in a fake way and then try and remember my lies 10 years from now, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, shit, what did I say to that guy again? but anyways, I mean, I got a little bit of the fame thing, I guess, just, you know, being recognized in certain different parts of the world. Looking at it now, years later, I'm really happy that I don't have that situation in my life where I can't even walk to the store and I can't take River out with me and having photographers and paparazzis following us around. A lot has changed in as far as my perspective about fame and fortune anyway since that show. Probably if you asked me the question 10, 15 years ago, I would have been really upset because I'm not famous and rich and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Now it's more a case of just let me sing, just let me touch people, let me make a difference in people's lives, and let me make enough money to take care of my family. I really don't care about all that other stuff anymore. It's since I've had a child, especially, it's taken such a backseat. Everything is so insignificant now. There's nothing more important than just being a great mom and being a good role model for my daughter. That's it.
It really puts things into perspective, doesn't it?
Having a child. Big time. It really does. I mean, I've also been completely sober for almost 3 years now.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. I really needed that because I'm telling you, I was going downhill quickly. Mm. But, you know, falling pregnant and then having the baby, that's just such an eye opener. Like, what the hell was I thinking and why? Mm-hmm. But I get it. Everything happens for a reason. I had to walk those roads. I had to fall and stumble and, I'm really happy that I went through all the crap that I did before I had River because now I can teach her and I can guide her and she won't be able to bullshit me one day because I'll be like, ah, girly,
I've been there.
10 times worse, girlfriend.
So you shared the stage with huge artists like Lynyrd Skynyrd, Puddle of Mudd, Saliva, Dave Navarro. Did that come after the Rockstar Supernova show? That helped propel you into those platforms?
Absolutely. I guess that's another thing that the show did give me was opportunities like that. It's a little easier to get the opening slots, to get the bigger headlining shows when you say, oh, I was that girl on Rockstar Supernova.
Well, did you get, I'm assuming, a really good agent out of this, a booking agent?
I did initially. That didn't last very long.
Really?
If you don't get a record deal that is very financially supportive and puts you on the road with all these big touring acts, it's very short-lived. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it all boils down to who's got the most financial tour support. You know, people don't want to babysit you. They don't want to pay for you. You got to be there solid. You got to have your own promo team, your own agents. Yeah. So I've been independent for about 6 years now.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It's tough, but I am so happy to be doing this my way. I mean, it really is a lot harder not having that financial support, but I have such amazing fans that they even helped me pay for my last record. And
nice.
I'm not too worried. You know, I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying making music. I still have my goals and I'm still working and I'm breaking through in Europe, different parts of Europe now. So things are going really well. I'm not complaining at all.
You know, Ross, I think you'll agree with me on this. Delana, you're the type of artist that I'd be surprised if you were on a major label.
Yeah.
You're such an individual. Yeah. I don't think that you would work really well. I shouldn't just say all major labels are this way, but I can't see you being told what to do. You know, you need to be a certain way or, you know, you need to do this or that. Yeah. So I think this is the right route for you. I mean, I only know you from what, you know, the show portrayed, getting to know you now, but you know, that's kind of the image that comes off to me.
Thank you.
That's a good thing.
And it's definitely a good thing. It's a compliment. And it basically boils down to what the band was saying to me on the show. You know, Tommy Lee and Dave, all those guys were saying, you're just too much for us. You're just too powerful. They were afraid that I was going to be Delana, the artist, and not Delana part of their band. Mm-hmm. And they said it on the show during one of the episodes. I think it was Gilby Clark said something like, it was near the end when I think he said, you know, you need to go off and do your own thing because you're just so powerful by yourself and we'll be standing in your shadows.
Well, that's a pretty big compliment, I would
say.
Like,
true people.
I look at it as a compliment. I don't know if that was their way of saying, F off, bitch, we don't want to work with you.
But,
you know,
either way.
No, I don't think so.
I'm taking it the bright side, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely, I would.
So what was it like to have Adam Lambert perform your arrangement of Ring and Fire on American Idol?
I loved it.
I loved it too. I watched that series and I knew it sounded familiar, but at the time I don't know if I'd seen your performance of Ring of Fire, because I watched a lot of your performances, but I don't know if that was one of them.
Okay.
And then I must have, and it did. It sounded so familiar, and I was like, where did I get that from?
And right. Yeah, well, I never watched American Idol. I can't stand American Idol, but
neither
I so stupid. Yeah. Anyway, I was
I love it.
Delonis. Someone sent me a private message. Actually, a few people sent me private messages going, "Oh my god, did you hear this Adam Lambert guy?" And I was like, "Who the hell's Adam Lambert?" So I Googled him, YouTubed him, and they were saying that he did my version of Ring of Fire. So I checked him out and I was just blown away. Mm-hmm. So from that point on, I started watching that season just to watch him. And I was just so in awe of his voice. I still am. I think he's one of the most terrific, amazing singers out there on the planet right now. And,
I agree.
But my fans went into full kick gear when he didn't give me any props on the show. Which was kind of cool, because then later on in the Rolling Stones magazine, he mentioned me.
Oh, good.
In his interview, and he thanked me. And then he also made a little video saying that he got the idea from me. And I thought that was very, very cool for him.
Yeah, that is cool.
He seems like a cool guy, huh?
You know what?
We should get him on the show.
Well, yeah, we should.
There are a handful of singers that came out of American Idol. Just a handful. They have a lot of singers. I think they do two seasons a year now, like spring and fall. And there's a handful. I'd say maybe three or four. Maybe. And I'm being generous. Adam Lambert's one of them. And I can't think of the other names right now, but one of them that turned out to be the country singer. What's her name?
Underwood.
Carrie Underwood. There's also the first one. I can't remember.
Kelly
the name
Clarkson.
Of Kelly. Yeah, there's a few really talented ones, but other than that, a lot of them are forgettable. You know what I mean? And
I
definitely wasn't one.
I do watch American Idol. Mm-hmm.
All the way up there.
I wouldn't say I'm like
a
big fan.
Yeah,
we get over here. Yeah. I know. We even got electricity in Star Wars and McDonald's and all that. It's crazy.
Is that just in the last year?
Well, the last 6 months, actually.
I would be proud of saying you have McDonald's, though.
Me neither. Burp, yeah. Beat that out.
But anyways.
I do watch American Idol more just because I'm interested in seeing. There always seems to be one or two people, I think, that are really good. But yeah, there's a lot of people that are just kind of copycat or just, you know, more kind of karaoke singers, but there do tend to be one or two, and you think they will be something either with or without the show.
Right.
And they're the ones that I find most interesting. So they're a lot of the time, they're not the people that get to the live shows, but they're the kind of people that I'll follow on Twitter, and maybe like 2 or 3 years later, I'll see they've released something independent and it's really cool. But I understand where you're coming from with the whole concept of the show.
But Ross, I think that it's really funny you say this, because Adam Lambert was the runner-up.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah.
And same with yourself, Delon. And I always find, I usually have a bit of an affinity for that, because, you know, just like Adam Lambert, I find that you're so talented, you're wonderful, but just a little too edgy for America. You know what I mean?
That's
which
exactly
is a good
what
thing.
The problem is.
Which is a good thing.
It is.
The runners
thing.
Up have been remembered a bit more than the actual.
Well,
winners.
Even over here, like I know it's a pop band, but One Direction obviously are like the biggest.
Oh, my favorite
band in the world right now. They came what, fifth in our X Factor. So that's kind of, yeah, again, proof that you don't need to win a show to.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to, you just have to look not the best way. You just have to have a certain look, of course, and lack talent, but you could just have to look a certain way and, exactly. and be really you're young and you could sell millions of records.
I know, I missed that boat. I'm a bit too old for One Direction now. But, you know,
Ross.
I could have been in One Direction, you know, 10 years ago.
You're going in the wrong direction is all I know.
So yeah, let's steer away from
okay.
Well, just to say one more thing about these reality singing shows. On that same season of the Adam Lambert season was another girl named Alison Irohita, the little 16-year-old with the pink hair. She had a kind of a Janice-y kind of voice, Janis Joplin-y voice. I don't know if you guys remember her. Mm-hmm. She was my second favorite on that season, and she actually covered one of my songs on her record when she released her record. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, and then I was sitting at home one New Year's and watching the ball fall in New York, the apple fall or whatever the hell it is. And there she was in New York singing my song for New Year's.
I hope you got residuals for that one.
Of course not. Are you kidding me?
Oh, don't you love the music industry?
It's amazing. Love it, man.
It's amazing. I love it. Well, you've obviously you're obviously an all-around artist because despite you being a very talented singer and musician, you've veered out into acting recently as well, and you actually won Best Actress at the American International Film Festival and Best Music as well, Ross.
Yes. And, I won two Best Actress. I can't remember. Action on Film was the other one.
Action on Film International Film Festival, yeah, for your role in Angel Camouflaged.
Yes, Angel Camouflaged.
That's
that was
amazing.
It was a great experience. The producer of that show actually saw me on Rockstar Supernova on TV, and he was like, wow, he already had the script, and it was supposed to be two brothers in this in the lead role, and he changed the whole story to a brother and sister, making me Scotty, the sister. And it was awesome because I got to play across from what's his name now? There,
Josh Brolin.
Yes, his father. Not Josh, but Brolin. James. Thank you.
James Brolin.
James Brolin. Amazing guy. And I had such a fun time. It was a month of filming. It was we did it really quickly. It was an indie film, but we also won Best Cinematography and Best Director. So it's the film did really well. It just recently got released in the States.
I was going to say, I'm definitely going to be checking that out. Ross,
yeah, it's nothing like it's not like a major. Oh my god!
No. I'm all about indie film. Home, but
yeah, it's cute. Yeah, me too. I love the indie stuff.
Was that the first time you ever acted, or was that something you had done in the past?
It's the first time I did a big thing like this. I've done theater acting at school, and every now and again I would just do some workshop stuff, and you know.
So it's obviously something you were interested in already, and you had some sort of background in it.
Absolutely, yes. Cool. I always wanted to be an actress way before I became a singer.
Oh, really?
But I became a singer when I was 15. So, you know, I ran away from home in school when I was 15 and started doing music because that was what was offered to me at the time. But it was supposed to be a short-lived, quick little thing, means to escape the madness at home and then go into my acting. And look at me now. It's years later. I'm still in the music business.
It's so interesting.
It is.
I mean, it's that old saying, you know, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans, or tell her your plans. it's so funny.
Like style, tell her, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, your wife has you trained, huh? Meet that chick. She sounds like a superwoman.
Let's just say she's assertive.
Okay, let's do that.
So you've got a new album coming out, Beautiful Monster.
It's already out, Marcio.
It's already out. It's me now.
We're going to redo that. I'm sorry. We're going to rewind. So tell us about your new album, Beautiful Monster.
My new album is the very first one that I completely released and produced independently. So I'm very, very proud of it. It's my favorite work of art out of all my albums I've ever done. I did a Kickstarter campaign and raised the funds with the help of my amazing friends. Sorry, give me 1 second. Bring me a baby. She wants mommy. So with the help of the fans, I got to do this album, and I love it. It's
hi, cutie.
Say hi, guys.
Hi.
It's mommy. All the songs are very near and dear to my heart, and true stories, and very honest. The production is very, very honest. You can literally take the songs as they are on the record and put them on stage and play it live, and it'll sound the same. There's no extra little frills and fancy things.
I've always believed the best songs should be able to be played just with one instrument and a vocal, like an acoustic guitar or a piano or something. Because if you can sell the song, I don't mean sell it, but if it's still impactful with the most basic arrangement, I think you got a really good song there. And everything else should be embellishment. You know, there's exceptions with EDM or different, you know.
Right. Well, even with EDM, I think that's true even for then.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It really is one of the basic rules, if you want to call it that, for songwriting, that if you can listen to it acoustically and it sounds great, then you know it's going to be a great, great song.
Yeah, it comes down to melody and the heart behind it, right? The honesty.
Melody, absolutely.
We'd like to ask you if you have any advice to give to aspiring musicians who would like to be in the position that you're in right now, specifically maybe about putting on a really good live show, since you clearly have a reputation for that.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. It's really simple for me, this answer. I think it's crucial for any artist to be as pure and real and original as possible. I think when an artist tries to be someone else or tries to be too cool for school, people can see right through it. And me personally, when I watch a show and I'm watching new artists, new bands, when I see that fake ego thing happening, it just turns me off. My ears automatically don't even want to listen. I tune into the fakeness more than the actual musicality. So for me, I would say just be yourself, be original. Try not to be a copycat. You know, there's so many of those. And it's hard not to be influenced. I mean, that's part of history, is to be influenced. But, you know, take it and make it your own. Even when you're doing covers, cover a song because you love it and you respect the song. Don't try and copy it and not do it justice.
Absolutely.
It's a mouthful.
Couldn't agree with you more. That's the whole point of independent music, I think, too.
Yeah,
something different, you know?
Yeah. You know, I really respect my fans and the people who support me, because I know that they love me and I know that they come to my shows because I'm real with them. And in return, I get them being real with me. So if there's something that I put out that they don't like, they're going to tell me. And I take it as constructive criticism, and I can work from that, you know. I think it's just great to have fans that are real and who see you as real. I love having contact with people. I don't think I'm greater than anybody. I don't think anyone's greater than me. I'm not influenced by anybody. I've opened up for Aerosmith, and I wasn't, you know, I just don't feel threatened or nervous from anyone. I just respect them. Where I think a lot of artists have this thing where, oh my God, it's Aerosmith. How am I going to do this? You know, I don't do that. And I think when you're like that on stage, your fans appreciate you a lot more.
I love it.
That's a weird answer.
Love it.
You know what I'm trying to say?
No, I totally get it.
We get it.
I mean, I have something growing off my boob right now, so it's hard to focus. Something's blowing my boob up here. Whenever I see pictures of River breastfeeding, I always think it looks like she's blowing up a balloon instead of sucking or drinking. Looks like she's blowing it up.
I love it. Oh man.
Anyway.
So Delana, yeah. Are you ready for 20 questions?
20. Yeah. Okay. Let's 20. Do this. Damn. Let's go.
And just you know, just don't overthink it. Just go with the first answer.
Your immediate,
Your immediate answer. Careful what you wish for. Okay, go.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Meat or veggies?
Veggies.
CD or vinyl?
Vinyl.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Yoga or yogurt?
Yoga.
Yeah. Twitter or Facebook?
Twitter.
Solo or band?
Solo.
Queen or Guns N' Roses?
Queen.
Indie or major?
Indie.
Celine Dion or Marilyn Manson?
Oh, Marilyn Manson, please.
Yes.
Johnny Cash or Elvis Presley?
Ooh.
I can't.
Yes, I agree.
Good answer.
She said both of them, and I agree.
Amsterdam or Los Angeles?
Amsterdam.
Nirvana or Pearl Jam?
Damn you.
That's a tough one.
Nirvana.
That was going to say would be my answer. So, Metallica okay. or Motley Crue?
Oh, Metallica.
Michael Jackson or Michael Bolton?
Oh, Michael Jackson. Ew. Reverse.
Okay, Delana, twerk or work?
Sorry, say that again.
Twerk or work?
Work, please.
Ricky Gervais or Ricky Martin?
I don't even know who the other guy is. Who?
Which one? Do you know who Ricky Gervais is?
I know
who
Ricky Martin is, but
okay,
no.
That's your answer then.
Okay. I hope that's not too bad.
Whale or kale?
Kale.
I get. Are you vegetarian? Are you vegan or vegetarian?
Yes.
Yes, I figured. See, we're kindred spirits. I knew it.
You are. You're just the same.
Weird. Something's weird.
Now, Bette Midler or the Riddler?
This is hard. I think she's one of the best vocalists ever.
She just put out a new record that hit number two in America, right under Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. God. Let's go for Bette Midler.
Yeah, she deserves it.
Yeah, really.
And finally, Delana, the most important question you're going to be asked for the next 2 minutes.
Okay.
Ross or Marcio?
Oh, you guys. River, what do you think?
Oh, Marcio. Oh, that's right. It was more than one syllable. Ross is only one syllable.
Yeah, she did.
Or maybe she said both of them. It sounded like maybe both of them.
I'm going to have to go with Marcio because we're just so alike and because he's a parent. Sorry, Ross. You know, parents,
I can understand.
We go for each other. The parents, we always stick together.
Yeah. And we're both, well, I'm vegan. I'm not sure if you're vegan or vegetarian, but we...
No,
we're
not
both,
vegan. No.
But we're both vegetarian, so it's good.
Yes.
It's kind of this bond, Ross, that you wouldn't understand.
I wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't
right.
understand.
I just don't get it.
Oh my
Ross,
God.
I'm sorry.
We're good. We're fine.
Ross is going to be totally, he's acting cool right now, but he's really heartbroken. I just know he is.
Yeah.
I'm going to go cry
like
about
you.
It.
I really like you, Ross.
Let's not go too far here, Delana.
Same, is it? Yeah.
Let's not go too far here. We don't dislike him, but
exactly, we don't dislike you at all.
That's good. I'm glad. I feel a little bit better.
You know what? When you go to sleep tonight, Ross, you can think. Well,
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
I'm not.
I'll be crying all night,
Ross. It's a. I'll,
but just as you fall asleep, just think to yourself, Marcio and Delana don't dislike me. So that's a good thing.
Exactly. They like me.
Focus on the positive, Ross. Focus on the positive.
I'll try.
So, Delana, what are you listening to nowadays? What's on your playlist?
I'm actually listening more to some Dutch music because I have to learn a few songs. So that's all I've been listening to. And I've also been listening to a little Chris Cornell. I love him.
Yes.
Oh, great vocals.
I like
great voice.
Oh, he's amazing. And
beautiful baritone.
Absolutely. And songwriting is exquisite. I've also been listening to the Dutch radio here just to see what the hell they're listening to. And it's a load of crap, I can tell you that. too much Taylor Swift. Just too much junk. You know, there's just so much junk going on the radio. Who listens to the radio today anymore, anyway?
I don't.
No, I've not listened to a radio in
Really, it's crazy, yeah?
Wow.
I'm
that.
Always shocked when it does go on, and I'm just like, wow, people listen to this.
It's the same five songs. Like,
yeah, it is. Repeat.
Over and over.
It's even if so it's 20 songs, it's still the same five songs, if you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Pretty much.
Yes, no, it is, it is. I like listening to the old stuff. We listen to a lot of ska and reggae, because my boyfriend is a ska freak, and he likes old school ska and old school reggae, so we listen to that a lot. And we're trying to teach River real music, so yeah. Listen to ska, reggae, Zeppelin, Johnny Cash, you know, all that good stuff. We were listening to the Eurythmics earlier and Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, wow, some classic 80s tunes right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Tomata, where can people find you online?
If you go to DelanaRocks.com, perfect. I will be there, but I'm also
Rocks. You're Delana Rocks R-O-X on Twitter, right?
Yes, on Twitter I'm X. On Facebook I'm R-O-C-K-S, and on my website I'm R-O-C-K-S.
Perfect.
So yeah, I'm everywhere. Instagram, you name it, I'm all over the show.
Love it.
I'm a bit of a pain in the butt.
All this while being a new mom. I love it.
That's right.
Props to you. You know what?
There.
Delana, I really, I think Ross can agree with me on this. You're the real deal on this. I know it sounds so weird to say, totally. But you really are. You know, a lot of respect for what you're doing, and you as a person, you as an artist. And it's definitely been a great pleasure to have you on the show and to be able to chat with you. And love for you to come back and chat with us maybe in the new year, maybe after your tour.
That would be awesome. Yes, yeah. I would love
when
to.
When are you coming to Scotland?
Man,
in Toronto. That's,
I really want to see you live. Toronto. Like, I really want to see you live because of the, you know, I've seen live performances of you on YouTube. I want to be there in the room. I think
Ross keeps saying, besides how much he loves your recorded music, Ross was telling me earlier how much he's just blown away by, it's like they can't capture your live energy.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
No,
which is
impossible.
A huge compliment.
I've been trying to do that. It's so hard. I need the audience, I think. I need that energy.
You're a performer, you know?
Yes, I'm definitely a performer. Ross, I'm going to definitely, we've been trying to get something going in Ireland because I've never been there, and I'm trying to, my goal is to play in countries I've never been to at the moment. So, but if we're in Ireland, we might as well see if we can get something in Scotland.
Over.
Do it.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
Do it.
Yeah, definitely, because I would love to.
And come to Toronto.
Come see you.
I'm definitely working on Canada again. It's one of my favorite.
Well, what's that? Backstage passes for us? Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Canada.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Isn't that great, Russ, that she's giving us backstage passes?
That is
just
awesome?
So wonderful.
As long as you babysit, it's all good.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, of course, you guys.
Awesome. Okay, Delana. Hey, you have yourself an amazing day. And enjoy the rest of your tour. Kick ass.
Thank you, guys. Good luck with your kid.
Thank you.
And boss, thanks for looking me up and being so patient.
Oh, no problem. You're welcome. It was great to speak to you. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bridge the Atlantic. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes.
You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So connect with us on there and let us know what you think of the show.
Thanks for being awesome, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.